It's called 905, sounds good, feels good, and it tastes so good. I have with me some brand new makan kakis. Two generations sit before me. Champions of truly Singaporean zicha cuisine, father and son duo behind renowned new Ubin, SM Pang, as well as his son, Alex Pang. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Hi, Denise.
Nice to be here.
It's a thrill to have both of you here because actually my family have been patrons of New Ubin Seafood for many, many years, from Sin Ming Drive all the way to Hillview. And now, congratulations, another restaurant has opened. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But first of all, for the uninitiated, Pang Senior, introduce the New Ubin brand to our listeners.
New Ubin has been around for about 13 years. We started off in 6 Avenue. And prior to that, we had roots in Ubin Island itself. That was in the 1980s. And then we were in 6th Avenue as well as in the Punggol Marina, 17th Avenue. Then we started at Sin Ming in 2007. How we got into Ubin Seafood was because my wife had become a partner in the restaurant business and she wanted me to come in and help her. But that's how I stumbled into it. And
right.
I just retired, so the timing was just right. But little did I know what I was getting into. Yes.
Yeah. No retirement for you.
No retirement, even harder work.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, F&B business, notoriously difficult, right?
Yes,
Long hours, lots of complaints, but also lots of accolades because you guys have really built up a renowned brand. Like I said, so many of my other makan kakis who are chefs have recommended New Ubin. They love your foie gras and eggs. Mm. They love the hot deck fried rice. And grilled beef. Really interesting takes on zicha culture, which are quite innovative.
You see, when we first started, the food was a traditional seafood restaurant.
Yeah.
But then we were in the middle of a car workshop area. So there was a bit of a challenge to get our customers who were in 6th Avenue to drive up to Sin Ming.
So you had to find a unique selling point.
Yes, precisely.
So I guess that's kind of also where, Alex, you come in. You're the second generation and you're CEO and you're also a chef, right?
I only took over this job on a full-time basis from September of 2017. But I suppose my background in terms of food from the time I was born, because I was lucky enough to eat well and that inspired me to cook as well. And although in my previous career I was practicing law, I was still, to the chagrin of my previous employers, moonlighting, for lack of a better word,
right?
At the restaurant, helping out my dad, whether it was front of house or back of house.
Mm-hmm.
I even took a sabbatical to work at a restaurant full-time. So it's not exactly completely new to me. And well, I have no regrets about the decision. I can really see that there is something here that, you know, that people love and feel responsible for that and to ensure that it endures.
And especially when you talk about heritage food, the second generation, third generations don't want to pick it up. And that's how a lot of our food culture just fizzles out or dies. But it's really heartening to know that you're keeping it alive, at least the New Ubin brand. As a father and son duo, obviously you're not always going to see eye to eye, right? So what do you think both of you kind of bring to the New Ubin table?
Okay, first, we both bring different strengths. For instance, I'm pretty good on my feet to think on my feet. But in terms of planning, strategizing, Alex is much better. Much more precise. He does follow through because I think the legal background, when I tend to shoot from the hip. So we bring both different strengths. Case in point is when we opened in Chimes. If I'd been alone, that would have been tough. What Alex brought was the complete picture. That was heartening to know that we could work together.
Yeah.
I guess one question you'd be asking us, don't we argue, don't we fight?
Yeah.
We do. We do.
Almost certainly.
Yeah. You have certain rules and agreements that you don't cross certain lines. And basically, it's still a business relationship. It doesn't fall through to the personal level. It's mutual respect. So it's not a father talking down to a son, nor a son trying to impose his wills on his father. So it's a very consultative type of relationship.
What about the son's perspective, Alex?
I do echo what my dad says. We definitely do disagree, especially when it concerns how we want to move the business forward, the next project we want to embark on. And the truth is that the end product is actually better with both our inputs. On a personal level, working with my dad has also deepened our relationship because I understand him from a different perspective, not just from a father-son perspective.
Mm.
The one area that we see eye to eye completely on is when it comes to quality of food and identifying good food or planning how to create new dishes and what we think our customers will like.
Mm.
And it's nothing new then. You can't distinguish yourself.
Yeah.
What is the unique selling point? To my mind, it's really, you know, sometimes people don't know what they want until you show it to them.
Yeah.
Or in this case, until they taste it.
Well, bear with us. We'll be going for a little break, back in just a little bit with our new makan kakis, father and son duo from New Ubin Seafood, SM Pang and Alex Pang. Don't go anywhere.